Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
It is Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, and we always feel good because this guy does so many good things. And he's always good to us. And we could ask him if he thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to keep playing football now that Mike McCarthy is the head coach of the Steelers on top of everything else. It is our friend Andy North of Andy North and Friends. Andy, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Top of the morning, boys. How are we doing?
We're great, and we're always excited when we have an excuse to reach out to you. There's a smaller story, but I know you've been following it. Apparently, Jesse and his trivia teammates almost dumped an entire table during trivia last night at your event. Did you see this occur, and what would that have meant for our relationship with you for our show?
Well, you know, guy's got to do what he's got to do, you know. Jesse was a star last night, from what I understand. He had more answers than anybody.
He paid for them, though, which benefited the UW Carbone Cancer Center, which is everybody wins then.
Keys to victory.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We hope everybody pays for everyone. But, yeah, it was a great night. We've been really fortunate that people have embraced this event. It's a lot of fun, and a bunch of younger people in the room, which is really important when you're trying to raise money, that get another generation engaged. And all in all, it was really successful, and it's going all the research, and, you know, hopefully we can save some lives.
Andy, are you a big trivia guy? Because you've done this at the field house. You've done this now for a while. What kind of triggered you to start, because you've done the Andy North and Friends event? What was it about trivia that got you going to help raise money that way?
Well, we thought it was probably a fun, easy way to get, you know, a younger generation of folks engaged in what we're doing, and learn about the cancer center, and learn about, you know, how important it is to be someone who gets involved in so many great projects that are out there to get involved in, and you know, maybe help raise some money to help people's lives. So that was the bottom line, just to get some younger people engaged, and it's worked beautifully.
Andy, I'm curious, if you have a trivia event, I know you're a very humble man, but if you want to get young people engaged but also teach them some history, is there a question that involves a two-time U.S. Open champion?
I have nothing to do with the questions. Early on, we had this idea that if we got, you know, celebrities like Tausch to ask a question and then give an answer, that would be really cool. We tried that a couple of years. But it ends up messing up the poor guys trying to do the show. You know, you can't add all this extra stuff. But we've got a great crew that puts this together, and they come up with some questions that it was like it was in Chinese last night. I didn't have any idea what half the answers were.
Neither did Jesse.
Nope.
It was absolutely crazy. Yeah, but it was a great night. We had some fun, and I think everybody left having a good time. That's the whole idea.
And then Tausch went home and watched 8 hours of Australian Open tennis and was grumpy this morning.
Did you catch any of that?
I did. I got up early this morning and watched the end of the Joker match. I thought that was absolutely unbelievable. Oh. It was as good a tennis as you'll ever see. And while this was going on, my boss, who produces golf, also is in charge of tennis. So I'm texting him. He's in the truck doing this, and I'm texting him during the, it was amazing tennis. If you're a non-tennis watcher or player and you watch that, you still had to be engaged. And it was amazing. The competition and the skill level and the grit and the guts, you know, it was what's so cool about sport.
Couldn't agree more. Exactly right. It's as good. It was everything you'd love to see, competing to the point where you're exhausted. You have to have the mental toughness. It was fantastic stuff. Andy, we got to ask you about the Badger Hoops team. I have not, the first time in a while, I have not declared this is a Final Four team yet. It's the end of January. a good grit. Talk about grit. Great gritty comeback Wednesday night. Where are we at with this team right now? You are as involved with this group as anybody. Give us a little taste of where you think this crew's at.
Well, I think, you know, one, we're in an era of basketball that, you know, you can look at Arizona, you look at Michigan, and they're probably better than a lot of people. But I think if you take the top 40 teams, you could argue that any one of them could win or lose against each other. And I think that's going to make for a crazy March. I think you're going to see some amazing games. For all the horrible things that NIL has done, it's really created a lot of good teams in college basketball. This team particularly, I think there's a ton of talent on this team. And and when we're good, we're really good. We've seen when we're bad, like the first half the other night.
That first half was a tough watch.
Yeah, that was a tough watch. But the fact that these kids got together and came back and absolutely ground their hindies off to be able to win that game was amazing. So I think this is a team that, you know, obviously 11 more Big Ten games against a lot of really good teams. The schedule the last half is not going to be very easy. But if you can navigate your way through that, keep guys healthy, I think going into March, this could be a really fun team to watch. Usually in tournaments, guard-heavy teams do exceptionally well. And we've got some really, really good players on the perimeter.
Well, just like the Badgers, we grind our heinies off here at Wilde and Tausch as well. Andy, we'd be remiss. Obviously, you've been a very important part of Aaron Rodgers' life. A good friend to him, a mentor to him. He's an old man now too, in his 40s, and there's a question of whether he'll play another NFL season. And now the Pittsburgh Steelers have hired Mike McCarthy, another supporter of a variety of great causes in our state. What do you think about the chances of Aaron playing another season now that he'd be playing for Big Mike again?
Yeah, I don't think anybody has a good take on that yet. We'll see how all this goes through. I read something the other night that Scott Tolzien is in the mix to be the OC there.
Yep,
which would be awesome. I thought Aaron had a really good year. You know, for so much of the talk, I thought he played some pretty darn good football at times. And he didn't come out of the year very healthy. I think a lot of what happens in the next 3 months is, you know, can he get healthy and fire and, you know, get excited about playing? I don't think anybody knows that but him. So it will be fun to see how this all plays out. The two of them had some unbelievable success together. You can go back and look at, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 in that era that Tausch was very involved in. There's not a better offense in football for 4 or 5 years there. It was ridiculous how good they were. So it'd be fun to see if it happens. And but again, you know, until things play out, I don't get too excited about it one way or another until you actually see the handwriting on the wall.
Tausch said he doesn't want to see him play because he thinks it could go poorly. I want to see him play because I would like to see that story of him and Mike McCarthy. If you have to choose, are you Team Tausch or Team Wilde on wanting him to play versus not?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. My feeling is that...
You fit right in on this show with me.
If Aaron really wants to play and is willing to put the work in, which he's shown he will, you know, you got to go with what he wants to do. You know, I think you can't, you know, guys later in their careers, it's hard to stop. It really is. The locker room, the daily grind, you know, guys love that, and to be part of that, it's hard to give it up. You know, some people are fortunate to have other things to do related to their sport, like TV or something. Aaron loves to play. He loves to compete. He loves to he loves to try to mess with the other guys. You know, I think that's cool. And if he wants to do it, I'd support him all the way. If he doesn't, you support him all the way.
No doubt about it.
Andy.
Oh, go ahead, Jason.
No, you can. I'll wrap things up. You got one more thing. Go right ahead.
No, I was just going to ask how your wife is doing. The last time we saw you, I just wanted to make sure everything is good there.
Yeah, she's doing great. Actually saw the doctor the other day for like her 9 months after her open heart surgery, and all's going well. And she's, doing her thing. I have no idea where she is right now or what she's doing, but she's out there doing it someplace. like we're all in the same boat there, boys.
Amen.
Andy, given where today's show began with Tausch extremely grumpy because he stayed up all night watching tennis and us feeling the brunt of that, thank you for ending our show on a much more positive note. We're glad that Sue's doing
well.
What
Andy does, he just brings,
we love talking,
he brings
to you.
Goodwill everywhere he goes. That's what
Gosh.
He does.
I'm glad that Tausch watched the tennis last night because I know that's important to him. And you know what? Jason, you have to deal with it. You know, when a guy's gone hard for 8 hours watching, you got to deal with it. So suck it up.
Yeah, he's a hero, Andy.
Wow.
I don't know how he does it.
It was great. I enjoyed every minute of it. Andy, we'll see you down the road, buddy. We appreciate you so much. Thanks for being our Feel Good Friday.
Well, boys, have a good one. Appreciate it. It's always fun.
That is the great Andy North. He is our Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. If next year you want to take a shot, I'd say at the champs, but the Pepsi team isn't the champs.
We're gunning for it next year. We're going to spend all year grinding, getting back up Mount Everest, ready to claim that trophy next year.
But you can find out more about trivia and everything else that Andy does. Just search the UW Carbone Cancer Center to find out more about all the great fundraising opportunities you can get involved in there. That is our Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints.